And I know for a fact why Tucker was let go. And simply put, I'll walk through it here exclusively in the next segment, but here's the reason. Was it for taking on Big Pharma? Was it for trying to take on the illegal war in Ukraine? Was it for exposing the open borders? Was it for pointing out replacement migration and the UN and you will eat the bugs? And the answer is, it was all of it. It was all of it. It was the fact that he was becoming a super political populist icon, not just here, but around the world, and was so measured and reasoned and charming and a real populist that they couldn't bend to their will with incredible offers. Most people at Fox have a contract that you will say what they want when they want. You have teleprompter reader contracts. You have contributor contracts. And really what News Corp has done since Roger Ailes got merged with it in the mid-1980s and late 1980s is control the conservative movement, not just here, but in the English-speaking world through Sky News, also owned by the Murdochs. They have, just on Fox News, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Last number I saw was over 300 paid contributors just on the political side, and the average amount they're paid is $50,000. And when they're paid $50,000, get to go on shows and get be well-known and all the rest of it, they tell you, you can't go on any shows unless we say, and you can't have anybody on unless we say. So most people at Fox are kept. They are owned. They are mouthpieces. Not Tucker Carlson. Not Dan Bongino. And only a few others. And remember, Lou Dobbs over on CNN was number one with bigger numbers than Tucker even ever had. And they fired him for being a patriot. Remember back when CNN in the mid-90s was dominating with Lou Dobbs, who's just a guy that didn't want to destroy America, just a smart businessman, just a patriot. So that's what goes on here. And I know all about News Corp and all about Roger Ailes, and they offered me jobs and everything else. I know all of it, okay? And I'm going to tell you what's really going on when we come back. But this woman's lawsuit that's completely frivolous has zero, zero to do with the removal of Tucker Carlson. So I am going to be really getting deep into the Tucker Carlson situation, because if you understand this, you understand how things really work and understand the next phase of the massive purge and censorship and control this country's going under. I'm going to say something that is beyond critical right now. The public is now understanding that globalism is going to destroy them, impoverish them, and in many cases kill them. Totally collapsing the borders, collapsing the currency, massive wars, forced GMO, forced nanotech additives in the foods already happening, poison shots, no bodily autonomy, just dystopia by design. That's this form of governance. That's the New World Order. And they cannot allow there to be iconic populists like Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Lou Dobbs. Now, Joe Rogan, who I love to death, knows every bit of this I know. He's just as smart as I am or smarter. And that's why 5 years ago I went crazy on him, because he was becoming a leftist and going along with their agenda. And I knew full damn well Joe knew what he was doing. And I'm not saying going after him made him tack and change his direction. But he later apologized to me, and I apologized for going too far. And over time, Joe really recognized that the dystopia he was seeing was real and the globalists were real and that Big Pharma and the New World Order is bad. And he has three daughters, two of them is biological, and that he had to fight them. And he's really started hitting on all cylinders. And I'm not the judge up here. I'm not the arbiter up here. I'm not policing people to make sure that they're good guys. But if I've been friends with somebody a long time, and I know full well that they know what's going on, and they join the New World Order, I'm going to come after them. Because I come after anybody that's prominent, even passively going along with this agenda, because that will destroy them as well. And that's what people really have to get into their minds and have that burned into your psyche. So, where to start here? Because this is really what I call a Rosetta Stone or a master key, a skeleton key, because if you understand this issue, you understand the entire war for the future. Now, Tucker at the Heritage Foundation had a speech and a dinner after his show Friday night, knocked it out of the park, and the full speech is on Infowars.com. And we're going to air excerpts of it coming up today ahead of some amazing guests. And he said, it's the herd mentality killing us, and it's all the yes men and women, and it's people following this globalist program that is going to destroy us, and we have to get off this track. And there he is with some of the most elitist conservatives in the country, nodding and clapping. So he's well-spoken, a gentleman, very charming, and he's an ambassador of liberty, and that's why the system hates him, and he's winning. He's helping us win. Show was about 30 minutes to airtime yesterday, and the producer walks over and says, Fox just put a press release out. Tucker Carlson's been fired. And when I learned that news, it was like being punched in the stomach. Because I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson. I'm trying to defeat the New World Order. And I had some conservatives call me and text me, and even one person in the office, a great person, God love him, said, wow, well, this just makes us bigger. Or, wow, you know, you're back to being the top dog now. Limbaugh's dead, and Tucker Carlson's out at Fox. And I'm going to tell you something. It's that type of thinking that's going to lose us the whole damn planet. We're not up here trying to win a popularity contest. We're not here to have the biggest bank accounts. We're not here to be number one. We're here to kick the New World Order's freaking ass. Excuse me. These people are coming down on us, trying to take over our bodies, replace us with robots, massive child sex trafficking on record that they're running. And I'll get more to Tucker next segment, but let me say this. I got up at like 4:30 this morning, and I didn't know they had more Mayorkas hearings yesterday. And I watched those congressional hearings. They had Senate hearings a few weeks ago. And I watched probably 2 hours of it this morning. And I liked what I saw. Those congressmen, particularly the Republicans, were not trying to score points, and they were not putting on their normal affect of being Washington heads. They were desperate, saying, we have the Border Patrol confirming tens of thousands of kidnapped children, tens of thousands released pedophiles, foreign spies, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, total bedlam, mass shootouts every few hours. Our constituents are dying, fentanyl death everywhere. You are a criminal. You are lying, saying the border is secure. How can you sit here and do this to our country and do this to the people coming in? This is a war, and you are directing it with Biden against us. That's the rhetoric we need, because when you're being hit by something this corrupt, this evil, this out of control, and it sounds so crazy to even then state what's happening, that's how the enemy keeps winning, because they have all of this outrageous road warrior bedlam and insanity going on, and they've totally broken the border, and Mayorkas is saying, quote, the border is secure. I can play hours of these hearings. They're incredible. You should go find them. We'll have them posted at Infowars.com. And in fact, that's where I saw them this morning. I started watching them. It was Infowars.com. So the good news is there is a beyond sense of urgency now, and the people aren't even looking and talking to Mayorkas like they hate him. They are saying, how could you be such a mass murderer? How could you be so evil that we can't believe you guys are actually doing this and that you're sitting there smirking about it. And you could see the nausea and the revulsion. They don't hate him. They are revolted by him. And they realize, and they said, our constituents are dying. Everything's collapsing. And there's a sense of do or die. And that people are finally getting it, that we're going to lose civilization and everything we've got if we don't remove these crazy people that have hijacked the world and are insane and that are starting World War III. Tucker Carlson realizes it. I realize it. Joe Rogan realizes it. You realize it. And we now just have to, in every way we can, say no to this new world order, great reset, collapse of civilization. I'll come back. Stay with us. So, Sunday night, I came in here on air, and I raised the alarm, and I said, they're getting ready to take out Tucker Carlson. And I played the clip five times, and I played it on Monday, of AOC with Jen Psaki on MSNBC saying we must ban Tucker Carlson and all the other conservatives because they're dangerous and they call for violence, which none of that's true, off of the airwaves with a federal law. I told you that's a talking point. You can see all the 60 Minute shows and everything else attacking Tucker in the last week. I said they're coming for his head and then they're coming for you next because they can't carry out all this criminal activity unless they can do this, because if there's anybody rallying against it, what they're doing is so atrocious, so criminal, so horrible, so destructive that they'll never get it done. But they really are going to try to continue to execute this operation because they've done it in countless other countries, and they want to set up their final global cashless society to control every facet of our lives and make current communist China look like a liberty-based wonderland. So here's a clip from myself back in June, saying they're going to fire Tucker Carlson. And I believe Tucker. He's hardcore. He's awake. The left admits it. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out. I'm going to leave it at that. All right. So we're going to play the full clip later where I broke down the fact that he's going after the war, going after the poison shots, going after the border, explaining it's a plan, a designed operation by the globalists. Whole programs coming out, documentaries on Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, the New World Order. They cannot allow it. So here is AOC responding, saying deplatforming works. Yes, silencing your opposition, just like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Fidel Castro, or Xi Jinping. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny. You know, if tyranny was a alcohol, then people like Richard Nixon was 4% beer, 4% alcohol. And then Obama tried to bring in 200 proof or moonshine level tyranny, but he only got it up to about 100 proof. And of course, George W. Bush helped get the Patriot Act in, same thing. Now with what Biden and the globalists and Klaus Schwab are doing, they're going all the way to 200% proof or 100% alcohol. I mean, this is what AOC is saying here is Joseph Stalin, V.I. Lenin level, open in your face. Yeah. See, I told you Tucker'd be gone. You see what we did? See how we steal elections? See how we election meddle? See how we surveil you? See how we come after you? So dangerous. So let's go ahead and play her little celebration.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that is arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
So that's how they've repackaged tyranny. If it was Hitler or Stalin in a military uniform in front of a military parade, we'd say, my gosh, that's pure tyranny. But it's a little cute, sweet, nice little lady. And that's the future of Democratic Party. Packaging their authoritarian, totalitarian systems with women leading it as if she actually leads anything. So here's why Tucker Carlson was canned. For, quote, being out of control. But he took a lot less money to be able to have control of a show, and he was knocking heads with them on a continual basis and continued to say what he wanted. Now, he was told, you can have any guest on you want, your contract. He was told, no Alex Jones. And it made him so mad. And so that's why he would almost every week say, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. I mean, probably 100 times. Alex Jones is right the last 4 or 5 years. To Alex Jones, you know, predicted all of this. Alex Jones, and he knows he's just turning the knife in him and sending people to the show. And that made the system mad. And having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on and promoting him and pointing out that the other big networks particularly took all that big pharma money so they could control the narrative. Sponsored by Pfizer. You saw that on all the networks. Fox, not as much as the others. At least Fox National, almost none. So he went directly to the heart of the matter. The police state, the weaponized IRS, raising taxes on poor people, hitting on all cylinders. And so now they provide the false story that it's because they hung up a picture in the office of Nancy Pelosi walking on a boardwalk with her ginormous breast. And we showed that back at the time. It was funny. I mean, it's PG. That's what they fired him for. No, they got rid of him because he got too popular and upset the globalist apple cart. So here's some of the headlines. Fox Corporation shares plunge by 4% after Tucker Carlson's abrupt firing. Here's a shot of the last 5 days. You can see the massive plunge right there. Fox News loses nearly $1 billion in value after firing Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson departs Fox, pushed out by Murdoch, MSM. And it goes on from there. In a lawsuit, Tucker Carlson is accused of promoting a hostile work environment. You read it, oh my gosh, they hung up a picture on the wall of Pelosi, and the woman claims an intern said something anti-Semitic. Okay, there you go. It's all his fault. Here's the evil photo. Nancy Pelosi walking at the beach. Oh my gosh, it's sexual harassment. And the media is reporting on it, Newsweek. Oh, Nancy Pelosi swimsuit pictures in Tucker Carlson's office raise questions. Oh my gosh, that was a month ago. Fox fired uncontrollable host Tucker Carlson, who badmouthed bosses. This Bloomberg article is actually more accurate than the others. And yes, that's it. Rupert Murdoch has been shopping around to big institutional buyers to sell Fox News. He already split the company years ago, what, 6 years ago, and sold part of it to Disney. And so Rupert Murdoch is looking to cash out. And to do that, he's got to make it more of a leftist network, even if it kills the network, because that's the point. They're going to pay him a giant sum. I bet when they do, it's going to be like $60, $70 billion is the number I would guess. And the money he's being paid is to kill it because the globalists have unlimited money. So he'll get $60, $70, $80 billion and sail off into the New World Order sunset. He knows his kids can't run it. He knows the globalists don't like it. It was designed to control the conservative opposition by having almost the entire conservative field as contributors with their secret contracts. On average, $50,000 a year for complete control over what they say and what they do to be on Fox, the little conservative beauty pageant. Blindsided, Tucker Carlson still has been given no reason why he was fired. As speculation is rife, or Murdoch wants to sell Fox News, but would find it harder with firebrand host as the network's main star. That's an accurate headline out of the Daily Mail. So, here's a false story, CNBC. Tucker Carlson leaves Fox News in wake of Dominion defamation settlement. That's not why it happened. We got a lot more on this coming up and excerpts of his Heritage speech where he points out we have to stop.